You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740. Buckle up, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car question for Dave or Alan? Call now, 416-360-0740. Or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Okay, Al.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Dave's Corner Garage coming to you live and clear on a rather wet and rainy morning.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to rain anymore. We're going to have to start to build an ark, I think.
I think it's a little depressing. The rain is depressing. On the other hand, if you're gardening, that must be a blessing. Anyways, joining us today, we have a really nice lineup. We have Jeff Coy with us in the studio from Lant Insurance. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning.
Jeff's going to be talking about modern classic cars and changes in insurance policies and things like that. Then we're going over to Mike Wilson. Mike's talking about the car shows up in Ontario. There's one coming up. There's one today, unfortunately.
But there's one tomorrow, a big one.
Yep, up on Highway 400. We'll talk about that. Then we'll be joined by Phil Down, who's doing the Yorkville Exotic Car Show. That's on Father's Day, and what happens is they close Bloor Street all the way from University, I think just past Yonge.
And they roll out a carpet.
And they roll out a red carpet.
And you thought it was just for you, eh?
Well, I did. I have a good time there. I get free food.
Just
but they
feed
do.
Them.
They bring out the car clubs. They bring out all these expensive vehicles. They collect money for prostate cancer, which is a good cause. And I think this is their ninth year of doing this. So it really is a nice, successful venture.
They're trying to raise money. I'd rather not have it. Why do they want to raise money for it?
Oh, raise money against it. And then Carrie Schmidt's going to call in, our favorite OPP officer, especially if you want to see him in your rear view mirror. And we're going to be talking about stunt driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys that think the 401 or the 400 is a racetrack, but when they get on the racetrack, they're usually the first guys to roll.
Roll?
Roll. Didn't make the corner, so you got to do it on three wheels or you're going to do it on no wheels.
Anyways, you're talking about rain. You know, I'm thinking myself, maybe I should get an amphi car.
Big money on amphi cars.
Well, we're going to find out after the break whether it's going to be covered or not by Lant Insurance. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Give us a call right now. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. By the way, if you go on to facebook.com/ Dave's Corner Garage, you can see us live on Facebook. We do broadcast there. And we have a great contest. We're giving away Blue Jays tickets if you want them. And a night in a hotel, plus dinner at the Keg. So why don't you have a look at our website, davescornergarage.com, and you can enter the contest. There's only another week left.
Courtesy of Walkaway?
Walkaway Insurance is going to give that away. And now what's talking to Jeff. Jeff, changes in what the use of what you would consider a classic car. You're calling it a modern classic?
Yeah, the demographic is changing a bit in the hobby, and newer classics, newer collectibles are becoming more popular. So we're looking at a program that's going to open up the use of the vehicles. Driving to work occasionally on nice days in the summer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Using it for, not your daily driver, but a little more driving than just the typical historical, antique program was just to shows and cruise nights and parades, things like that.
Now, we were talking about that in the green room, and we're talking about Japanese cars coming onto the marketplace now.
Yeah, the late 80s, 90s, like the 300ZXs.
Yes.
Supras. They're not high value now, but my bet would be get one now because they're another 5 years, they're going to be worth something.
Well, generally, this is how things go along. I mean, you may remember, Dave, when somebody would want to collect a Model T or a Model A and think that was the greatest thing on earth. But then it changed because guys our age, for example, well, your age.
Into Beanie Babies. I got a whole basement full of Beanie Babies.
They'd be looking at 50s and 60s cars. So now, obviously, our kids. What are they going to be looking at? They're going to be looking at cars from the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, but weren't all those Japanese cars rust buckets? I mean, I remember we used to call them gull wings because the fenders flap so badly.
Well, that's why they're going to be very rare because there's not many survivors.
There is not up here, really. There aren't very many survivors. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I saw a buddy of mine's got a Nissan shop up in Stouffville, and they brought out a 510 that they redid, and I went, where did you find enough non-rusty parts for that car? Because they were terrible.
So what do you do when, I've got a 300ZX, I bring it to you and you sort of appraise it first? Is that how it works?
No, we resource the value through our tools we have with our partners at Hagerty, and that tracks all the current sales of those types of vehicles across North America, auctions, private sales, collections, and that's what we insure for. It's the current market value.
But I would assume that that could lead to, disagreements, only in terms of the quality of the repair or the quality of the restoration.
It does, but not as much as you think. Most people have a good idea in their head what their car is worth, mm-hmm. and not too many people are, too far out. And then we get pictures, we talk to the owner, ask them a lot of questions about.
Now, would you normally suggest that they get a professional report, or you're saying they
don't
really need to?
No, that's optional.
Okay,
only on rare cars or one-offs that it's really.
I mean,
hard
a 300ZX build quality is not exactly a Rolls Royce.
No, but you understand. But the difference though too could be on a restoration. One could be all new body panels, and the other could be grounded away rust. Filled with cheese and painted. There's going to be a huge difference in that,
Yeah, and it's not, it's not an exact science, but if there's a real discrepancy, we
well, sure, appraisal. You've often gone to shows, Dave, where you see a car and it looks like a showroom piece, right? So that's where the difference is what they would call, a trailer queen rather than a driver.
Yeah.
Or a driver is a nice little car that maybe got a few bad spots on it, but it's just that. It's just a car that, you like.
To enjoy.
Yeah. And it's not a classic, in the true respect.
It's not a trailer queen. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's like a 40-footer, like my first wife.
That's right. You're in the boats. So the other thing we were talking about was you were saying the pickup trucks are coming up as far as value is concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. The pickup truck's always been popular, but, coming into the 70s.
The square bodies.
The Ford Broncos. Jimmy's, they're really making a surgence now. And they're
which is amazing something to me. I can't figure out. 5 years ago, you couldn't give a Bronco away for nothing.
Well,
and now
was,
all of a sudden, they're worth $100,000.
Well, if it was a white one and your pal OJ was driving it.
It's not that much.
Now, did that help the market or deter the market? I don't know.
I don't know. There's one sitting in Stouffville at the Ford dealer.
A white one?
OJ Bronco, and we'll see what it goes for.
I saw him on that at the bar, and it goes, if you buy vodka, you get free OJ. Except we're not going to go there. So, Steve, what do we do? And we're going to talk about Steve Plunkett's place. That's a big show that's coming up.
Yeah, next weekend in London. It's the Fleetwood Country Cruise Inn. Steve opens up his estate and his museum. And it's there's entertainment Friday, Saturday night. Saturday night, Tony Orlando is going to be performing.
No Dawn.
We're not sure what happened to her, but.
Well, the sun's gone down.
She may not. Probably not.
If you're there first
girl.
Thing in the morning, you may see Tony Orlando at dawn. It's a nighttime show. Come on, get with it.
Yeah, he'll have about 2,500 cars over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. So it's a great.
He's into Cadillacs.
Big time, yes.
Big time, right? So he's got Cadillacs every year.
Yeah, from the teens to 19.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so now this is a weekend event. It's at his farm, I guess is what it is.
Yeah, it's not really a farm. It's more of an estate, and he's got 100 acres. And the car.
So when does a farm become an estate?
Well, remember the show Dallas?
Yeah,
that wasn't a farm.
So and entry fees. I guess he's doing this for some.
Yeah,
kind
it's
of
all it's all for charity, and I believe it's $10 a person to get in, and you can just show up and have fun.
Right, walk around. You're going to be there.
Yep.
You know what we'll do is we'll have you call in and we'll talk about it.
Yep.
And we'll see how much insurance you sold out there.
And we'll try.
And make sure you don't wear a big belt buckle because they don't want you. You're wearing a big belt buckle. Don't get too close to my car.
You know what? They used to have a sign that said, unless you're nude, please don't stand near my car.
And that was the reason?
Yes.
Really?
Belt buckle.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. If you've got a car care question or if you want to find out if your car is considered a classic or not, we've got the people in the studio that can help you.
And Mike Wilson is going to come down to the show right now. And we're going to be talking about the new or is it a car event that's going on tomorrow.
All right. We'll be right back.
All righty, we're back. By the way, you heard a commercial there for Ford, and Canadian dealers rate Ford Credit among the best of all lenders.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out to buy a car and you happen to be a Ford credit, more than likely you're going to get a better service than everybody else.
Exactly. Go to Big Three. You can get the best deal in town.
Yeah, but I mean, they're beating stuff like Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, which had five-year reign, BMW Services. Looks like back in Canada. Anyways, we're with Mike. Mike Wilson's with with Land Insurance, and we sent him out in the rain to talk about the big events in Ontario. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing today?
Great. So we're talking about the smoke show tomorrow.
You betcha. The Highway 11 Cruisers are back at it with their show shine and smoke out season opener.
Is that like a rib fest?
Yeah. Similar, I guess.
It's cannabis.
Well, I saw smoke, so I thought.
That's right, cannabis.
We're out smoking something, but it's not ribs.
So it's actually going to burn the tires off the cars, right? Is that what they do?
We're going to roast them a whole bunch. Actually, there's about anywhere between 25 and 30 cars that usually partake in this. So it's pretty unique, actually. There's very few shows that, you know, we come across in Ontario that they're doing a burnout competition. So
now what determines the winner of that? I mean, you blow the tire right off, or?
Yeah, crowd favorite, if you can blow up a tire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the word redneck come into play?
No, just usually whoever can get the most crowd, you know, backing them up, who can do the most smoke. There's actually one guy that brings a different set of tires specifically for that burnout competition.
Really?
You know, I've seen this in the States.
He jacks the car up. I think it's a Trans Am that he jacks up and starts, you know, changing tires right there at the show.
I've seen this in the States, and I saw it in England, where they actually have tires that have different colors. You know, there's red ones. They'll burn out red.
Oh, yeah?
They'll burn out blue, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it's really something. And this is at what, Highway 11 at the 400?
Yes. So it's at the Husky Truck Center, which is in Bradford, just off the 400 there.
Right. You can see the sign actually from the highway.
You can, yeah.
Right? And what are the hours tomorrow?
It is 11 to 4. You know, what they're doing actually is slow drags. They got a stunt brigade that's going to be performing. And then, of course, the burnout competition, barbecue.
There's something to eat. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Smoke them if you got them, boys.
We got a barbecue going there, too. So it's definitely a show that you want to come out and check out. So
I surely hope that Lance is not covering the insurance and all this.
So do we. So do we.
We were thinking about putting our car in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That would go over
Mike's,
well.
Mike's going to take his Cutlass.
Actually, you know what? I am taking the Cutlass, so I don't know if I'm going to roast the tires or not, but who knows?
Well, it could be one of them gutless Cutlasses, eh?
350.
There you go.
There you go.
So, what I find is amazing is that these people then drive these things home. After destroying the car, you put it back together and you drive it home.
Exactly.
So it's on when? What time is these things start? Usually, what, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, this one's actually a little later start. It's 11 a.m. $10 registration, but they are supporting some pretty good causes. So definitely, you know, all proceeds are going to Sick Kids and also Youth Unlimited of Toronto. So definitely come out and, you know, it's going to a good cause. So
great.
Now, is there any specials fee on top of that for people who want to show their cars or not necessarily?
Well, yeah, there is a $10 vehicle registration.
Right. Now, is that the entrance to get in the door?
Yeah. There's no spectator entrance fees. Right?
Okay. Oh, so spectators are free.
Yep, you got it. Just come on out and check out some cars.
Perfect. Mike, have you found that because the weather has kind of been in a cold and slow spring, it's affected these car shows? Like today, there's a car show and it's raining. I mean, it does affect the audience.
Definitely. Definitely the forecast plays a major factor in that. You know, the threat of rain or actual rain could cripple a show.
So all the planning, all the setup, everything that's there, it's all for naught.
Goes by the wayside. But you do get, like we did it with our Cars and Coffee on Mother's Day. It was a crummy day with the threat of rain throughout the whole morning, and there were still guys showing up. Like, you still get your diehards that, you know, doesn't matter, rain, shine, they're coming out. So
the wife says, get out of the house, or you got to go.
That's it.
By the way, we should mention that if you go to landinsurance.ca and you go to the Collector Car Events page, you have a listing of all the events going on in the area.
Correct, yeah. We post all of Ontario shows, and then obviously all the cruise nights as well. So if you want to hit something on a Wednesday, you know, evening, we've got all that listed on the events.
Right. So Cars and Coffee, the next one is June the 9th.
Correct.
8 o'clock at your office.
Yep.
8 to 11 at our office, 37 Sandyford Drive in Stouffville.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. It's it's a nice event and good stuff. Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate you guys having me on, and fingers crossed the weather stays good for tomorrow.
Mike just wants Greg to know that he's working today. And he's working tomorrow.
That's right. Let it be known.
Good stuff. Thanks again. So Mike Wilson is with Lant Insurance, and by the way, lantinsurance.ca. Go to the site. You can see all the events that are going up and get Steve Plunkett's address and everything else there.
Yep.
Good stuff. Alrighty. We'll be right back. I'll take us out.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We've got a car care question or want to find out about your classic car. Give us a shout right now.
Yeah, we've got a couple of questions on the board. So
we'll get to them right after the break. This is Dave's Corner Garage, and I am Alan Gelman of Glen Allen Motors. I sound a little bit sexy today, eh? I got a bit of a...
Not like you look like.
I don't look sexy. And that, of course, was Sexy Dave on the other side. And we've got Jeff Coy in the studio. Not Jeff Lant or Bob Lant or Steve Jeff or whatever. Right. We got the name right?
Got
we got a specific question, but he's, of course, from Lant Insurance. That's a specialty car insurer. And we've got George in Oakville's got a question about a classic car of some kind. George?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good show,
morning.
Always. I got a 2008 GT California Special, and I want to know down the line, will it ever be a classic or just a normal Mustang?
No, I think that will be a classic. Probably not too far off. It was 2008. Wow. It's 11 years old. We can start looking at them when they're 15 years old.
So this is not a daily driver for you, eh, George?
No, it's parked for the winter, and I only take it out and on dry roads. I never go out in the wet ever.
Okay.
What makes it a California special?
Well, the bigger rims and tires. Mm. And
so there was a factory special of some sort, eh?
There wasn't a high-end production of that particular Mustang, you know.
Right.
Maybe in this, you know. I don't know what the number is in the States, but there's very few in Canada.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of a, you know, one of the newer collectibles mirroring the 60s. Mm-hmm. I think 67 they had a California special.
That's right, with the dual, with the four head taillights.
Yeah, yeah. So, is it fairly low mileage?
Pardon?
The mileage?
78,000. I got a high-performance exhaust, big air intake, and she's clean car. She's super clean.
So you do drive it in the summertime, do you?
Oh, yeah, just on dry days. I never take it out in the wet.
Okay, yeah, well...
I hang on to it.
Yeah.
So, in other words, it's 10 years old, maybe 11 years old.
11 years old, yeah.
So he's got another 3-4 years to do for his
classic. And then we can definitely look at it for sure.
So is that usually the criterion is 15 years?
There's categories are going to be spanning to 0 to 14 years, and then 15 to 25 and 25 and older.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, where our rates are really good for the classics start at 15 years and older.
So if George is driving his car, he's got almost 80 Ks on it now, and he puts 150 Ks on it, his value is going to plummet, right?
Yeah, it'll definitely affect the value for sure.
In other words, if you've got a classic, it's kind of like you can use it, but don't overuse it.
Right. Yeah. Well, a lot of these people, maybe you're the same way, George, but, you know, they started off where maybe when you first got it, you drove it quite a bit.
Yes.
You know, new car and everything. And then you start realizing
that. At a certain point, you decide, I want to keep this forever.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it. And, you know, there's very limited miles put on now. So, I think he said 78. That's a
he's
good
thing. He's got 78.
Thing. Keep it under 100.
So okay.
100 is the line. So, George, that's it.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
Well, look, manufacturers do this quite a while, eh? Didn't they just build a reproduction bullet car, you know, from the movie?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, if they can sell something. But it would be good, it'd be important, too, though, to get paperwork to back it up.
Definitely. Yeah, the more documentation you have that.
There is a market for retro. I mean, remember PT Cruiser and HHR, and there is a market for retro. A Volkswagen Beetle was a retro.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So is there more value when you do a retro than there is like a normal one? Say a guy comes through.
Depends what the retro is, you know, based on. And I would say there's more value because usually the originals are higher value.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these retros are going to be real collectibles in another 10 years.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like the Thunderbird. That was done, in 02?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We did the Thunderbird as a retro.
Right.
Now that's worth big money today.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, and the value goes according to how many vehicles were built and sold, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, so just because you have a a Mustang, you know, they built 14 billion of them. But if it was a specific model, like you say,
something special.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's going to be worth
limited
more.
So how do you how do you find out the value of a good retro? Do you go out and research this stuff before?
Yeah, we I mentioned before, we have the resources through Hagerty that track all this. They have a huge database of all the sales on these cars across North America from auctions or private sales collections. And that's what the insurance is based on, is the current market value. So we're what the car is worth today.
So I guess like the Black Book too, they're going to have different levels.
Yeah, exactly. One, like, you know, 1 to 5.
Yes. Okay.
You know, category. In one being a Trailer Queen, 5 mm-hmm. being, you know, a rust bucket with flat tires.
Why the heck do you want to insure that anyways?
You know, I see things like
car.
Barrett Jackson or the classic car auction. The guy put $70,000 in this car, and it's auctioning for $2,500. You know, like
you never get what you put into it out.
You never
again.
Do.
No, but like you say, it would be important to get insurance, because let's say you buy a barn find.
Yeah.
You know that you plan on it, like. By the credentials, it's a classic car. Just condition wise, it's horrible. But you're going to start working on that, and you're going to want insurance right from the get go.
Sure, because you'll insure what your investment. So
right.
Now that you're putting money into it, you know, as these guys will tell you, that it's pretty easy to pour, you know, 10 grand, 20 grand in.
Not hard, no.
And still have a big project ahead of you. So we start there, and then as they build onto it,
they could send
the
pictures in and say,
yeah,
I've got it improved.
Increase the value as they go.
Is it hard for me to buy insurance?
No, it's very simple. Very simple. You can get a quick quote off our website in less than a minute, and then you can apply online or give us a call. We can do it over the phone. You can send us pictures. We can have it done the same day.
And how's that contact information? Lant?
That's lantinsurance.ca. Or phone number is 1-800-461-4099.
Do it again, but slowly.
1-800-461-4099 or lantinsurance.ca.
So, okay, I'm going out to buy a car. I see what I like. I got to phone you first to see what it costs to insure.
Yep.
And then I'm going to decide if I want the car.
Oh, seriously, who's going to do that? Like, you're going to fall in love with the car first.
You know, when I bought a car in the States, I couldn't get insurance.
The next call would be your wife.
Yes.
Honey, I was thinking.
That's one of the tricks. You know, go home and talk to your wife. If not, bring her into the showroom. All right, it's Dave's Corner Garage. When we come back, we'll be talking to Phil Down, who is involved in the Yorkville Exotic Car Show. That's coming up Father's Day, so you know what you're doing on Father's Day. We'll be right back. Dave's Corner Garage.
This is Dave's Corner Garage, and we've got on the phone with us now Phil Down from the Yorkville Exotic Car Show. Phil, thanks for joining us.
Alan, how are you?
It's a good thing it's not today, because the carpet would be soaking wet, eh?
Alan, like every year, you know, we always have a little rain just before the show cleans things up. The sun comes out on Father's Day for the Yorkville Exotic Car Show. Happens every year.
There you go. So Bloor Street will get washed for sure. Where does it stretch from?
It's Bay Street to Avenue Road from noon to 5 a.m. every single Father's Day. We're going into our 9th show.
And you have all kinds of exotic cars there, do you?
We've got this year, we've got 100 exotics and classics and vintage. You know, this year it's the big anniversary for Morgan, so we've got a Morgan Corral.
Wow.
We've got, this year we're going with an American Corral, a modified, and then your usual, the supercars, Lamborghini, Ferrari, Porsche, and Open Class.
Oh, wow. Dave, you could take your Ferrari.
I can't get it off the hoist.
Between Dave and Alan. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Fine, thank you. We know we should also remind people to come down by TTC.
Absolutely.
Parking is the minimum.
Please. Yeah. We're on the north-south line over at, to get off at Bloor and Young. We're on the east-west line along Bloor Danforth. Get off at St. George Bay, or you can take the University line and get off at Museum. Yeah,
Phil, is there?
Down, but there's 100,000 people that come into our show every year, walk the red carpet between Avenue and Bay Street, and so please try and take the TTC.
Phil, are all the reserved spots taken at this point, or if someone's listening and has a classic car, are there still ways to get in?
Yeah, we're pretty much booked up solid with sponsors, including Crown, who introduced us to last year.
Oh, yes,
but sponsors, we're fully booked up. Fully booked up with cars, but please do give us a call. Let us know who you are. We put you on our mailing list, and so you know when, what we're doing, what car corrals we're going to have and if you can get your car in.
Dave's got a question because he just bought a McLaren and he wants to bring it down.
And I should tell you that all the stores are open, you know, for the girls to go shopping. I ended up buying dishes at Williams, Sonoma, or someplace down there.
Ashley's.
Ashley's, yeah. I walked out with $1,000 worth of dishes.
It's our biggest sponsor is, of course, the Bloor Yorkville BIA.
That's right, yes.
And the retailers and restaurants say it is probably one of their biggest shopping days of the year. So, Dave, thank you for contributing to that. Because those are the people who are our biggest sponsors, and they're the ones that keep inviting us back every year to do the show.
Well, as you know, it's a great event. You know, you walk down, it's a sunny day, hopefully, and it's just something really nice. It takes, and his food's good. It's just a nice event. It's more Rodeo Drive than it is Toronto.
Yeah, and Dave, you and Alan know this the best because Dave, and people may not know this, Dave, you were with us in 2010 when we did our first show.
Yep.
You brought your team down, you filmed, you put it on air. You pretty much launched this 9 years ago.
Thank you very much. Actually, it's still on YouTube.
Now, you ask
just
people.
Just to remind everybody that the show is absolutely free of charge to the public. And let's not forget the most important thing. We do this not only to bring all of Southern Ontario's car clubs together on one day, but we do this to raise money for Prostate Cancer Canada. And more importantly than raising the money, to bring awareness to the disease. So everything we do, all the monies we raise, and we've raised over $300,000 to date, all of that money goes towards prostate cancer for research and raising awareness so that the 58 Canadian men who are diagnosed with this disease every single day have a fighting chance to survive it.
All right, don't forget, Father's Day, Sunday, June the 16th, from 12 to 5, bring a donation for prostate cancer. Phil, thanks for joining us and for doing a great job as usual.
Gentlemen, thanks so much again for all your support. Thanks, Steve and Seb in the booth as well.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Alrighty. By the way, it is a great afternoon. You know, if you want to take your wife for a walk and you never take her anywhere, that's a good place to go.
And the stores are open.
Oh, that's terrible.
This is Dave's Corner Garage. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, Dave's Corner Garage. My name's Dave Redinger. I'm with Jeff you know, I blow this all the time. Jeff Coy from Lant Insurance. I got to change last name to Lant.
Yeah, I got to get a big name tag.
Alrighty. And of course, Alan Gelman. And behind the board is Sebastian. Without him, nothing works. Thank God we have him. Carrie Schmidt's on the phone. And Carrie's with, of course, the OPP. And we're going to be talking about stunt driving.
Hey, stunt driving. Boy, what an issue that is. We've seen so many drivers just driving way too fast on our highways. And we got summer here. We got spring roads. We got summer roads.
Yeah.
High conditions. But we've got to make sure we're driving safely. We've had so many incidences already of drivers having their vehicles impounded because of stunt driving and street racing.
I heard of one. Yeah. Go ahead, Al.
I was watching the news last night and I saw a couple of your officers out by Highway 27, and they were on the side roads and recording people doing like 50, 60 over the limit. And you know, because of it, they're blind, you know, a lot of these streets, and it's quite hilly. And they said somebody comes over a hill and a poor person pulls out of a driveway. They're whacked. They're dead. It's terrible.
The speed that you're traveling, highway speed, 26 meters a second, doubling that speed, the closing speed is...
Yeah, unfortunately, Carrie. Okay.
Carrie, we've got a really bad connection.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think we have to cut this interview. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me better?
No.
Not working. Perhaps you can give us a call back from a landline. But it's important, you know, because people are driving, especially, you know, a lot of people don't realize it, but there's more accidents in the summertime than the wintertime.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Carrie could confirm that. He'd call back. But
Well, I saw one where the guy was 60 kilometers an hour over the speed limit.
Right.
So he's doing 100 and what? 160, 170.
100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour, yeah. Craziness. You know what? We lost Carrie. But let's just, you know what? We're going to take some calls here. Dan is on the line from Cambridge. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you all?
Good. Thank you. So you have a classic car and you want to ask a question about it?
I do. I've got a 1983 Mercedes 280 SL 5-speed.
Holy mackerel.
50,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Second owner, and it's original top to bottom with a hardtop. And I'm wondering, where do we fit this car? Is it classic? Is it vintage? And if it's possible, how do I find out the real sort of market value on?
There you go. We got.
We can do that for you, Dan. Yeah, it's definitely a classic, and yeah, that's definitely a collector car that you know, something we would definitely insure. We can actually source the value for you. Just give our office a call on Monday, and one of our brokers would gladly give you the range of value for your car. And if you want to insure it, we can set you up right there.
So he's going to save a ton of money.
Yeah, you're going to. It's probably about 60% less than regular insurance rates for the classic car program that we offer.
Dan, do you drive it now?
I do, and of course we license it in May and take it off the road in November.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just it's a partial year where we use it, and we get out a couple times in the week, maybe in on the good weather. Right now we're waiting for some sunshine down in Cambridge. Actually, I'm just looking out from the workshop, and yes, it is starting to shine down here, so maybe we'll be driving it tomorrow.
Jeff, a lot of people were mistaken, though, weren't they? They would do what he's doing in terms of taking insurance off and on.
Right.
But that's a big mistake, isn't it?
Well, you're opening yourself up to some risk when you're not having it covered. So our plan's based on, it's prorated for those months, for the 6 months that you're, 6-8 months that you're driving it. And we just keep the coverage on year round. So it's very affordable, and you don't have to worry about taking coverage on and off. And it's covered, you know, when it's sitting in your garage, if somebody plows it in your garage, don't have to worry about it. Your car's covered.
Exactly. I remember we had Fred on the show, and he told me that story about a guy had a car in the underground of his apartment building, and he had it covered. And, of course, he had no insurance on it because I'm not using it. And it got whacked. And
could buy his car.
And, yeah, and because he had no insurance on his car, the other insurance company didn't have to pay, which I thought was crazy. But that's the way it is.
And he told me a story where the guy was parked on the side of the road, and a bicycle rode into it, and he had to pay for it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dan, thanks for calling in with that. Then, again, call Land Insurance.
Yeah, Dan, give us a call on Monday morning, 1-800-461-4099.
All right. We've got to take a break.
Okay. And we have Carrie back on the phone. So as soon as we come back off our commercial break, we go back to Carrie.
So, Schmidt.
Yes.
All right. This is Dave's Car to Garage.
I'm not going there.
We're getting in trouble. We'll be right back.
Alrighty, we're running out of time, so we're quickly going to go to Alex in Oakville and talk about his Mercedes-Benz. Alex, good morning.
Oh, finally. Thanks for picking up my call.
I know. Busy show.
No worries. I need you guys' help. My son got robbed by buying a 250C, a Benz 2012 coupe. What happened is it's a very mint condition. Everything upgraded, like a seating, seats and exhaust and rims are $1,000 each and everything. But unfortunately, the engine seized. So now to get it fixed, they want like $8,000-$9,000.
Wow.
I don't know what to do. I don't want to give it to scrapyard. They're only offering like $800-$900 for that. But each part is bloody cost to buy around, say, $5,000, $4,000, $3,000. He spent about $15,000 to upgrade this car, and he bought a brand new, and he got robbed by one of the dealers.
Okay, so
I don't know what to do.
Okay, your one option would be to put in a used engine off a wreck.
Right.
Okay, but there's a site called car-parts.com.
Okay, let me write this.
Yes, car, and there's a hyphen, parts.com.
Okay, C-A-R.
Yep, hyphen.
Hyphen.
Parts, P-A-R-T-S.
Parts.
.com. That's every auto wrecker in North America. So you can probably find an engine in that thing, probably maybe $2,500, $3,000.
Oh, that's great.
Right?
That's
so you can find an engine, have somebody pop it in for you. And that's one way to get around your issue. Alan, any other choices?
No, my question was, did you bought the car recently?
Yes, about 2 years ago. He drove only 2 years. And it has got about 160,000-170,000 kilometers on it.
So he did drive for a year or so, eh?
Yes, he did. Yes. But all of a sudden, the engine seized. God knows why. The oil was fine. Everything was fine. Maintenance was okay.
Timing chain, bump.
Well, this is what happens when you have a champagne appetite and a beer budget, eh?
So like I said, the best option here would be just to find another engine and put it in. Okay, and you probably would be coming in at a reasonable number.
All right, we've lost them. There you go.
Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah. So, and there are local wreckers, though, too, eh? You could check out.
Well, this one gives you every site. So you just punch in Canada, you punch in Toronto area, your postal code, and everything just sort of comes up.
But you hopefully you're dealing with someone reputable. That, I mean, that's the issue. I mean, as a garage owner, I can tell you, I've had people suggest, well, if I get the part and bring it, can you put it in for me?
Yeah.
Which is all nice.
I like that.
Well, yeah, when it works out.
Well, if it doesn't work out, he pays for it.
Wait, hang on. I think I remember you telling a story about somebody brought you a used transmission.
Yeah, I put it in four times.
And then another used transmission and another one. Like, you know, and the customer gets ticked off because, you know, what do you do? Yeah. You know, you got to charge each time.
And especially when you car like a Mercedes where you know that it had to have been an accident or something. Otherwise, those engines go forever.
Right.
Who knows? So I want to say thank you to Jeff. Tell us about Land Insurance. You're part of Wayfair now, right?
Yes, we've been part of the Wayfair group for 10 years, and we will be changing over to the Wayfair brand later this year.
Right, but what you don't know is you do horses, you do RVs, you do boats.
Yeah.
I mean, we always just talk about classic cars, but you do everything, including homes.
Yeah, leisure and lifestyle products. Yeah.
Well, so if the horse was your daily driver, though.
That's fine.
Horses are daily. Yeah. It depends on the mileage.
So you're driving it every day or just nice days?
I had a guy who didn't pay his spousal support.
Uh-huh.
He actually rode a horse to work along the railway tracks.
I didn't realize that. That's why a lot of those guys were driving the electric scooters and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because they'd lost their driver's licenses.
Oh, you know, DWI and whatever else, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's crazy.
I thought it was just a new fad.
So, and is your business seasonal? Like, the people just, is spring really crazy?
Yeah.
And then it's sort of peters off?
Yeah, spring and summer, because a lot of people buy cars over the winter and don't bother insuring them till the nice weather. They don't think about it. It's stuck away in their garage.
But, yeah.
They can insure it all year round, of course, but the springtime is busy.
And that's a big mistake. You should actually be insuring the year round.
You should, yeah. Yeah, properly protect yourself because you've got liability issues. If your car happens to be parked in storage and it leaks and causes a fire, you can be sued. And if you just leave your comprehensive coverage on it, fire and theft, you know, you're leaving yourself open for liability for collision. As Alan mentioned, you know, your car gets hit by someone else while it's parked, that's a collision.
And so what's like a limit on a policy? Is like a normal policy, like $1 million or $2 million?
For liability, we usually recommend $2 million.
That's where it is now. It's $2 million.
Yeah.
I know we carry $5 million because we have a swimming pool.
Yes. Yeah. On property insurance, a lot of $5 million, but on auto insurance, $2 million is pretty much the norm now. The minimum actually in Ontario is $500,000, which nobody should be driving around with.
That's right. Yeah. You know, so it's the guy's looking for a price.
Way too low.
I need a price, right?
Yeah. And then the difference is literally, a few dollars between $500,000 and $1 million, and between $1 million and $2 million could be $10 difference.
And the other question I had was, when you're saying that I could use this vehicle for just going to work every so often, is there a mileage? Like, do I have to report mileage to you people?
No, we don't report mileage. We ask people how much they drive. Anything under 10,000 kilometers, pretty normal for a classic car. And some people drive more, but
10,000 kilometers a year.
Yeah.
That's more than I drive.
I want to thank Mike Wilson, though, as well, and make sure if you're out in the out in Barrie area tomorrow, that they're having a great
Bradford
show. Yeah. The Shine and Smoke Out. Yep. Which is not smoking green and not smoking red, it's smoking black. They could be smoking tires and maybe some ribs.
And by the way, at the station here, we have doors open, by the way, if you want to come down and they have food and they'll walk you through a tour of the station, show you everything. We won't be here because we just finished. Anyways, have a great weekend. Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. Thanks again to Jeff Coy from Lant Insurance.
Thank you, guys.
And we apologize to
Officer Kerry Schmidt.
Yes. Who's probably out there at the 401 series waiting for somebody to come off a car show.
So you drive crazy, he'll pull you over.
Keep the shiny side up, the greasy side down. We'll see you next week.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.